Cast in breezy. Tomorrow, 80, low 80s, upper 70s to 80 Wednesday. Clearing out very late Wednesday night and Thursday morning with plenty of sunshine restored into the area. Lower humidity coming down and windy. The high of upper 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling, when you're smiling, and the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
when the sun comes
shining through,
when you're crying,
when you're fine,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain,
your sighing,
stop your
won't you be happy again,
happy again,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. I'm sitting here starting up with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Josh Dosh from Trash Talk New Orleans. Hi, Josh.
Hello, and it is April 8th, 2024.
Okay.
Happy Monday.
All right, try it. Thank you. Try and work my voice out a little bit. I've been practicing where people think I'm talking to myself, but they don't seem to understand. I got to strengthen my vocal cords so I can do a better job. So anyway, I have a lot of articles that I could post up if I could get into that WGSO webpage. Did they ever straighten up the homestead exemption fraud link that was up on the page?
You need to send me, Josh, everything exactly what you want, the links. I will put everything
okay. In. Okay. It's supposed to be in the bank already. Okay, but we got to put that up because this is what we could have started on a few months back. They should have been releasing the names as they accumulated, the names, it's over 3,000 that only came out after the 2023 election. But we should have had this starting in 2019 when people started pounding the streets trying to find addresses that were had multiple votes. And Amy Miskowitz did a good job with that, and the WGSO people, Swisher and that. And there was more that could have been done, and the tax assessor has those names, and they need to release them right away. Now, you know, so it's not a hopeless foot parade. Come on. And so the Voters' Rights Act, y'all need to read that. It's very simple. You know, threats and stuff like that during an election, you know, disqualifies candidates and stuff like that and disqualify entire election. But what do I know? I'm just a little, can't even pronounce Burgundy and Burgundy, you know. But I know where the black magic is. It's with all these lawyers that fix cases and like to play. And so, you know, someone came on the air a while back on some, I don't know whose show it was, I didn't look at the clock, but they said the thing wrong with the state of Louisiana is the state legislature, you know, with the things that they pass. And they're supposed to be handling grievances for the people that you submit through committees and stuff like that. It's supposed to be a committee of people. Like, we got that from Ms. Connie Zimmerman a couple weeks ago, where she's a regular person, didn't know she was on the air, didn't know that these committees existed. And this is where Martha Huckabee and Ms. Connie Zimmerman are showing that it shouldn't be politicians on these committees. It should be regular people like them. And that's important. Don't you think, guys? I mean, going on in your
state? We need a lot more regular people doing a lot more in the government, in a government that's a lot smaller. So, you know, the problem we've got now is we've got such a giant bureaucracy in place. It takes being a professional politician just to know how to navigate our own government.
Well, you know, they're supposed to be telling us what we're doing. Right now, we're under Marxist dictator. And if any kid, anybody my age, you were taught what communism was, Marxism, you know, and all the different people that were the, like Karl Marx. You know, you learned about him. He never worked. He was supported by people, and he believed that you change an ideology through violence. You know, in communism, it's where they little by little remove your freedoms. I found out from somebody that I was dealing with in the upper part of the United States, told me that Tennessee and Louisiana would start going and have smart cities with cameras being put up everywhere. And lawyers told me about this, civil rights attorneys that were also trying to get marijuana to be like a legal thing and legalized. And what they did was, you know, all of those lawyers that were trying to do that, they found a reason to suspend them. You know, because there's a lot of overreach in government going on right now, even down here in the state of Louisiana. And, you know, if you don't have access to the state AG's office, you know, to report when police, unconstitutional policing, and our DA, you know, has different departments that are to take certain types of crimes, like white-collar crimes, special victims, you know, stuff like that. And you have a DA that is avoiding it because it's his friends and his buddies committing these situations and staging, you know, gang stalking, gang assaults, and, you know, acts of violence on witnesses and victims of crimes that they gave counsel to. So if you don't have access to your own state officials, they operate totally on their own as an organized crime syndicate.
Barbara, have you tried reaching out to the new DA?
Well, he's under a partnership committee.
No, Liz Merle?
Please. Oh. I've talked to the state AG's office every time I got a serious threat. And it was coming from their operatives. So I thank you for the suggestion, but I've been there before since 2019.
Well, since there's just been a change, I thought it'd be something worth looking into again.
No, it's unworkable. It's unworkable. They've been writing. It's the same people in the office that didn't follow through. That's been screening criminal cases, and so that they got it all tied up. They have changed legislation to where you can't recuse the judge on a time frame when it's based on appearance of improprieties. We need to know what they're doing about the court system, because that is the only way of redress of grievances. When I got doxxed in March 2023, there was a Facebook account on the internet in 2022. We have yet to deal with that because it's too awkward. Well, it's still a form of identity theft, you know, so let's leave it at that right now. But if I can't promote the radio show, if that's what you're doing, is choosing social media.
Well, you got 1 minute now, Barbara.
Yeah, I want to know who else has been subjected to this form of marketing. So anyway, We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. That Landry, under the radar with Morrell's help, has been filing lawsuits against people, property owners, and judges that state Supreme Court judge that he didn't want to have his name placed on a ballot. But we don't get any information on that because we are controlled. So we see you in a little bit after this break. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, and I'm definitely the Empress of Bands.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Yeah, back in the jungle, you best believe. I want to tell y'all, I used to have a 30-second summary for the Beat Exchange radio show so you could come see what we were about of how to get on. It was Elderly Affairs and Unconstitutional Policing that I hit from the very beginning. And to show how serious crimes are committed, say in St. Bernard Parish, and police reports are not allowed to be filed. And from that, with giving a voice to people, a gentleman called up Jeff's morning show and talked about how they were about ready to settle an issue with a 15-year-old girl in juvenile prison for 6 months that they had disrobing and blah, blah, blah. And it was like a $200,000 settlement. And the man said that basically if that man wouldn't have reported that, it would have never hit any on Jeff's show. It would have never hit the media, the local media, because they do a lot of things where they cover, like right now, the former parish president, Guy McGinnis, is in serious hot water, but they're not talking about that. I live in that area. I know what's going on. I'm in Araby. And so I used to take the bus. I had no money. How can people say I, whatever? I had no money. Good thing it was 40 cents. And I'd take the bus from Araby all the way into town. And I had to time it, because if you caught the bridge, then you'd catch the train. I never knew when I could get anywhere at any time. And so I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying my mission was to get justice for my mother and myself for being a victim of identity fraud, identity theft ring that they still haven't straightened out. That's what they still threaten me over. And they could still arrest me on that right now. But you see, there's a game going on right now, too, because they want to cover up how they spent the tornado assistance, you know, money. And when they had their non-existent parade down here to elevate Frank DeSalvo's name, they talked about having a parade all the way from St. Bernard to New Orleans to Jackson Square, and they're going to have free food and beverage. Well, you got to have permits for all of that. And I mean, you know, if you ever could listen to that show, forget it was near a Good Friday, because it wasn't a parade. It was nothing, just something. But at the time, they named these people that put up money. And it was closer to $500,000 than the $200,000 that the residents in this area thought that they, you know, were not even helped with their houses blown in the street, just asking for a hotel room, like on Parish Road. You know, they have a nice, a decent place, you know, for travelers, you know, coming into town for whatever court or whatever. And our businesses that are out here that have other networks nationally. And so they could have put them up there. But they didn't. They said the person made too much money. That's crazy. You know, and so I have a situation going on right now when somebody says, somebody said something bad on the radio and they get a lawsuit and that, and they might get their house burned down. Well, I got a serious thing in the back here where we pulled off layers 6 times in 9 months. You couldn't even keep food in your refrigerator. You never knew when the electrical was going to go off because they needed to do work. I mean, I can understand that. But we pulled off the layers ourselves. Where I had a broken arm at the time, but I couldn't really do anything. But people from another radio station came and helped. And Sean Ruiz, the guy I used to have on air for AP 3%, you know, said that his mission was about unconstitutional police and a bunch of bull. And so he took the people off working during the tornado and said, no, we got people for that. We're going to pay them. And I'm standing there going, you know, why can't you pay them? They're already doing it. They got their own tools. Ms. Barber, let me take care of everything. They didn't take care of nothing. So I called up, you know, after I heard the thing that could burn your house down, I called up and said that this is the final layer of what wasn't taken from the tornado, the first tornado. And so they said they'd come out and look, you know. Now, they have someone down at the other end that owns a house, and they extended their space all the way to the canal, like with a structure and everything where nobody could pass in the easeway and stuff like that. Well, everybody's trying to frame me up, you know, like to be afraid of me. I haven't been to the radio station to do the show since November. So I wasn't even around the radio station talking to anybody for, you know, whatever, it's your guilt. I'm just calling out, it's your guilt, it's what you're doing sneaky. And so anyway, I always wanted I'll tell you what I've been doing in the meantime. I always wanted an ESA pet. And it has a lot to do with when I broke my arm, I had petite mal seizure because I was in the deposition for the stage slammer accident. And they wanted to show me through a leg attorney that they could cover up anything that they do to me, like shooting out the back window of my Lincoln in 2008 and me giving them the driver, the license plate number of the vehicle that followed me from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. And I went out to all the way out to Kenner and made different stops. And I could not figure out how, with all the traffic and everything. And recently I realized, no, these people operate as an organized crime syndicate. They could put me on radar. Any parish I pass through, especially if we've been like a smart city with cameras longer than we ever dreamed of, you know. So anyway, that's part of it. And the people that think I'm in the mafia, here's Hank the Cat, you know, making noises right now. And so that's my captain. And so my poodle is whatever else other position they have in the mafia, I don't know. But so I got this ESA pet because there were other people who have had trauma done to, that they experienced, and they didn't realize the that through pet therapy you can also take on a misfit pet that's been abused or whatever, and then that becomes your ESA pet. Well, I train misfit animals to socialize them. I even did it to children, did it for children who were classified as feral, had no social skills. And so as soon as I found out they were artists, man, we home free, you know, doing things. Well, so that's my simple life. With my mother, she used to...
Well, 1 minute to the break, Barbara.
Is Patricia Martawara Hoover. Father was Vernon Russell Hoover, Sr. Very simple how people can assume possession and control of assets. Change senior to junior with the state, stamp it, and then it's done. See, so that's what DeSalvo and Phil Whitman do to all kind of people, and get witnesses from the Archdiocese Catholic Church to sign on fraudulent documents. So we'll be back in a little bit.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Donfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Donfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504 279-6590.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Bring your business back to life with signs. Show-stopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Heavy cloud coverage obstructed the view of the eclipse from most of the Bayou State today. Northwest Louisiana had the best opportunity for a glimpse of 90% totality this afternoon. Due to the inclement weather, Louisiana's makeup date for the eclipse is August 23rd, 2044. Legendary Peabody Boys basketball coach Charles Smith joins the greatest names as he's inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Tico Fox has more.
The 9-time state champion coach is the Bayou State's all-time winningest head coach. Smith contributes his longevity as the key to his success and
developing a philosophy that across generations that the young men that I have coached have bought into.
The Basketball Hall of Famer has coached the Warhorses for more than four decades.
I had no idea, you know, being able to win, you know, 1,200 or more games that I would be in this position.
The ceremony will take place on August 17th in Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm Tico Fox.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. I dig all around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and get a headache. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. So call 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you 24/7.
Once again, call our text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's the Beat Exchange. So I was talking about that 30-second summary where we were going to bring up what enhances our quality of life and what diminishes our quality of life, and how the fallibilities of the justice system and protective services. So we're going to go back with that one so people understand what we're doing from the people standpoint of trying to do it from the inside, because these elections are so padded. The homestead exemption fraud votes is how everybody's getting in. And we saw these things in Cato Parish and Assumption Parish. And so here we got a new council person, and she's dirty. I sent Jeff the photos of high grass and stuff like that. She says, after she comes and looks, she says that she didn't see any high grass or even grass a foot high. Well, that picture, that photo that I sent to Jeff Carrera shows she's lying. So there's the Marines standing in waist-high grass because they were given instructions not to even cut the grass around the back of this place where I stay. And nothing is on our property line, like she tells me that's my position to do, you know, which is all bull. They had $500,000, you know. And so the poles that are bent, you know, are past the property line. And hey, poles don't get bent because of rain. And I have another picture, photo, of how our streets looked just last week with a serious rain where the water comes up on the driveway. The people across the street with the organic garden that I used to put photos up to kind of put a human element to the things that I was saying on the air have great mural on their garage, you know, where my friend found this man in the park in the quarter painting while his children were playing in the park, and asked him if he could come look at his garage. And so he is an artist that's exceptional. So I put those things on my WGSO webpage. And everything I did put up there, I got approval from Jeff Correa, PD. And so the photos that I have about the back end here goes completely against the game that they're playing. And so I'm going to address that. And the way I'm going to do it, I can protect everybody that were tricked about what's going on out here in St. Bernard Parish. When I got doxxed, I was going to have people on that could say what they experienced from unconstitutional policing out here. And they have a right to have a voice, because there were people that were arrested where they left their baby in the house by itself to arrest them on a traffic violation. Mm-hmm. Now, they have had police out here that wanted sexual favors, not to arrest a person. And a woman talked about that. We don't know what happened with that. We don't. You know, and so they just had a big police chase from St. Bernard Parish all the way into town with a black Infiniti, and it crashed, of course. But the media, because St. Bernard doesn't want anything in the media, like when they had the fights in the schools, you know, people had to, it went on Facebook and went nationally, and somebody gave that to me, and I put it on how they turned around, and the WGSO data page, where he turned around and knocked this old man down that was just trying to say, whoa, 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 and just knocked him down, punched him out, knocked him down. And so what I had was him folding. You know, they punched his teacher in the face. They didn't want to open up another school. They didn't want to spend the money, you know, but the school has too many people, you know, students, so it's constant fights all the time. And the women like maybe four or five mothers started getting out there with their grassroots signs, I say it like that, and they were told, hey, Nomad is starting that. The sheriff is not going to let any news trucks into the parish. You know, like, why do you tell people like that? You know, just take care of business, but that's the way it goes. You know, so, so we have to live under oppression. And so instead of being worried that they put a camera on me in the driveway, and that morning, I even have a photo of it. I was trying to take a photo of how when the sun came up, and it had day glow colors, beautiful orange and yellow and even pink. And Hank, can you hang on a minute? We're on the radio unless you have something to say. And on this, they had a beautiful blue background. So I'm taking the photo, and it's perfect. But because the the street light hadn't gone out yet from dawn, because I'm a farmer's daughter, besides a U.S. Marine's daughter, it washed out the color in the photo, so it was no good. So the ESA animal is going out, and he goes, and he spots, you know, the truck, comes back and tells me, and I follow him. So here's the guy in the truck. I said, hey, sir, how you doing? Good morning. You know, play a little stupid as an old lady. And I said, what are you doing? Can I ask you what you're doing? Oh, I'm changing the broken light. I said, you are. So I said, well, that's good. But that's not the lamp light that's out. It's the one over next door. He goes, oh, yeah, the people already told me about that one. I'm going to fix that one next. Well, he never did do that. That was a whole game. So I get someone in the neighborhood and said, can you video what he's doing from your end, you know, and whatever. So you see, we protect each other. That's the way it goes. We protect each other because we don't get any protection from the police out here. We don't. And, you know, just like my neighbor, when they knew who was breaking into the cars and all, he called up home and he said, I'm going to take care of it myself if you don't stop this. You know, so that's one thing. But I have to say, Elon Musk proved that Twitter employees were instructed to mislabel truth tellers. And that's how President Trump got banned. So they never did use that with the lawsuit that Morrell and Landry filed as state AG when they lost on appeal that the government can do anything they want. They can't. And they never even bothered to use Elon Musk's testimony. And if you want to see something strong, there's a short on Rogan's show where Elon Musk was on with the lady that made a name for herself, dumping Trump. It was a dump Trump issue. And they had thought Elon Musk to submit to a pledge that they wouldn't be fired when he became the new owner. I mean, this is crazy. This is like ethics, President Obama giving people with ethics violations and ethics waiver, if you ever followed that. And I'll have another show where I explain each department that they gave it to. He gave that to apartment head, and then how much money they were given to the organization from that department. You know, the Raza stuff and all, but that's another show. So,
well, he just anyway, did all of that stuff to draw out the ones he would need to fire, because once they felt like right. They were immune from any punishment, they went full exactly. bore. And yeah, he exactly. played them. He played them perfectly.
Right. One of the best photos. I mean, I'm an anti-establishment.
We got 1 minute, Barbara.
Rabble. One of the best photos was him walking, Elon Musk walking into Twitter with a kitchen sink or something like that. It was like smiling away. It was hilarious to me. You know, we had to
think, oh, yeah.
What the hell is he doing?
I told them all they needed to see.
Right. And so, basically, he fired the woman on air on Rogan's show. And they were freaking out. But she laid something to him, wanted to do it publicly, have a conversation with him. So he kicked it. He held too pretty good. You could see he was fuming. And he said, you're fired.
15.
All right. Here we go. I don't know how many commercials we're going to have to eat up the rest of the time, but, you know, we're going to try.
Never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20-
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry, also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben's Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben's Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
I know. Louisiana Illuminator is where I'm getting my information. It's published reports on the screwiness in Baton Rouge. We're not going to get that information locally. So y'all got to
deal with careful with them, Barbara, and check who they're funded by.
I know. No, I know. I checked that even with the Home Defense Fund and stuff like that. I know. But I can take this information and research it. Like Jeff's friend is looking at like a money laundering thing, you know, with these universities, and they haven't touched on checking to see what Troy Carter has around Troy Carter that Jeff Landry ignored. And Clancy Dubose has a wonderful pitch on Landry wanting to impeach the federal court judge, Susie Morgan, who is reopening acceptance of incidents of unconstitutional policing, which we would have had the whistleblower that was able to bring in the U.S. DOJ from Washington, D.C., that was looking at unconstitutional policing in the state. But not only did Governor Edwards delay that, which Jeff Landry helped him in Morrell, Cannizzaro, they also did not want anything investigated on elderly protective services. So he gave a directive for that. When the people who were going to do legislation said that it could be done as a directive, just send in what you got. And they could do that while we do other legislation. So something that I wrote now has to include the Elder Initiative, Justice Initiative with the USDOJ, and add the Child Justice Initiative, because when they take people over state lines like they did to my mother to avoid an EPS investigation and to get people to recant their testimony for something that was coming out of Mississippi that applied to Louisiana, you need to be able to have the U.S. Marshal ready on the spot, you know, when they cross state lines, because that's the Mann Act. You can't wait to state AG to kick it in, because Jeff Landry made deals for the pedophiles and used the child money for child protection to do that deal when they were actually uploading things on the internet of photos that they were taking for the child porn ring. And that was coming out of Mississippi. And that studio was busted on North Rampart, where it was very near a police station. So I'm just giving it to you really fast. Clancy Dubose, check that out on WWL, where he addressed Landry wanting to impeach the judge and lied about a record, just like I have a record that Mr. Whitman built for the pedophiles in the music industry that he was representing, Daniel Lanois, the reputed Canadian drug trafficker turned record producer and active pedophile, Brian Eno with Opal Records, and U2's producers, Kingsway US and Kingsway Music Corporation. Nothing was ever adjudicated. There's no transcripts that dictate anything that went in court records when this man standing in the court screaming at the judge, "You have a rule against me, I'll see to it personally that you're off the bench." So having him disqualified was like ridiculous, you know, and the lawyer they tried to get on that was an assistant DA, they put him in prison on false charges. So that's where he is right now. And they want to put me in prison for jail for whatever, you know. And so, hey, that's the way it goes. Prayers for everybody that keeps going, you know, no matter what. I mean, sometimes we got to slow down a little bit, but we still here fighting for our country, because whatever goes on here can go on in any state. And to find solutions for our communities, it's people that have to talk about the injustices in their community to have it corrected. And if we got to correct it ourselves, that's the only way to do it. And so that's why I won't stop. The people who have the papers of my mother saying that I'm a pathological liar, or the people who are, that was what my mother was beat up over. I picked out booking photos of these people 15 months earlier. There was a medical professional there that does home health care. And she said, "Look, I recognize that woman that says she's your mother's caregiver from her other arrest for elderly abuse. You need to get a criminal investigation going into your mother's injuries." I couldn't even get my mother's injuries documented. They knew damn well where those injuries came from, acts of violence. To blame me for falsely accused me of the identity theft, of pulling all the money. Why would I stay in St. Bernard if I pulled all that money out of the banks? Jeff Landry told me at a radio event that his detectives, he didn't even want to meet me. You know, he didn't want people to think he was friends with me. You don't have to be friends with me to do your job. You know, dereliction of duty and malfeasance in office because you're crooked. You're a nefarious state AG and the version of Eric Holder as U.S. AG. And how that applies to New Orleans, I'm going to show y'all in another show. And I'm not going to be politically correct. I can't be politically correct. Nobody should be pushed under being politically correct when there's corruption this bold and been going on for so long. You know, people can just change the ownership on oil wells in the state of Louisiana. There's people that own that have had money from oil wells that did the same thing that my brother's wife actually did. And this is who we getting all the information from, saying I'm violent. The woman that threatened me and Mama in Mama's hospital room to say, watch what happens. If you talk to the doctor, watch what happens to you next and your mother. And I made a complaint with the hospital administration. I talked to Treasure and this other lady. And I said, y'all can take me if you want right now, but something needs to be done. There's a federal law that anybody with suspects elderly abuse has to report it 2 hours to hospital administration, and hospital administration has 48 hours to report it to Medicare. For Medicare, they have their investigators conduct the investigation, and that didn't happen. And so when I reported the nurses, they turned around and got a sudden inheritance and disappeared, but they didn't suspect anything, the motive of why they didn't call a patient advocate social worker. That by law has to be provided, no questions asked. They knew why. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want it known what happened to my mother. We couldn't even get a police report on my mother's injuries. I couldn't even get a police report on my arm, the stab wound where she poked me with the knife, to get
me
to
understand.
I was going to say that she was as close to me as a sister, and my mother's going to say as a daughter. And we told her, no, my mother is the one at 85 years old, gave her backhand Bufaluna and knocked her against the wall and pushed her out the door. And the next day, we were going back to Ponchatoula, have everybody prosecuted from Ponchatoula, including my brother's wife, my mother said. Because she told me what happened the night she couldn't walk and who beat her when she was missing for 3 hours. So this could happen to anybody, y'all. And so I'm just sharing that information. And if I have, I want to thank you guys for sitting in on me and being straight with this. And I'll see you next week if God provides the access to the airwaves. Empress of Badness
this
now.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.